I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome to our live call-in radio show. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host and marriage and family therapist, registered intern number 69783. I work under the supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I'm employed over at Chico Creek Counseling. This show is a 30-minute show. It's call-in live advice-giving format. It is not considered therapy. If you have something that's really going on in your life that's pretty deep and heavy and you really need help, sitting down one-on-one with somebody to talk about it through therapy is really the way to go. If you need, you have a little thing that's happening in your life and you just need to talk it out and get a little bit of advice, then this is the right forum for you. And the phone number here is 894-7325. I want you to call me. And once again, that number is 894-7325. This is Chico Now and subtitled Helping People, because my heart is to help people. I just love it. Today we're taking some calls from a few folks. I wanted to give you a little bit of some insight on some things that I've been thinking about lately first, though. I have a lot of teenagers in my practice over at Chico Creek Counseling. I would say 3/4 of the people who I sit with each week are teenagers. And something that people don't realize about teenagers, it is so funny because they will sit across from me and complain that their parents don't let them do anything and they just hate it. And then in the same therapy session, they will say how they are afraid if their parents gave them more freedom, what they would do with that freedom. And so they also kind of like it that their parents are on their case a little bit. And it's funny because it's a little bit of double talk. And in my head, I kind of smile and notice outside of my body, I'm not really doing that little smile. I'm listening and I'm talking to them about, well, what would be a happy medium? What kind of freedoms do you think that you're ready for? And what kind of things do you think that you still need your parents to help you create that boundary over? And so I wanted to encourage parents that sometimes they're afraid to be the bad guy and they don't want to tell their teenager no, but your teenager uses that no as their barometer of what is okay to do and what is not okay to do when you're not around to ask. And that is a huge deal. And while they will never tell you to your face, they know it. They know exactly when they're asking you that question, can I go do this? Can I go to this party? These people are going to be here. These people won't be there. They know that not only are they asking you for today, they're asking you for tomorrow and the next day and the next month. It's your answer is not just about today's party. So it's very important to analyze what your boundaries are and talk to your teenager about them. And in the meantime, I'm so excited because we have callers. So if you want to be one of the callers, remember to call me at 894-7325. But I'm about to take my very first caller of the day or the week. Alrighty. Hi, this is Jessica, and you are live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. So, what can I help you with today?
My question is, how do you teach your teenager to find that emotional thread, that consistency that keeps them from being those little drones that I don't care or I don't wanna, or I don't know, when you ask them certain questions, like proactive thinkers.
Okay. So what you're asking is, how to get your teenager to actually answer your question rather than shug you off, and how to think for themselves when they're in those situations. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. We have a different set of headphones over for me to use, and it's a little bit harder for me to hear folks when they're calling in, so I just like to double check that I heard what I heard was accurate. Well, that is one, that is a hard question because that is the standard answer for teenagers, right? My own teenager does the shrug and the I don't know, mom, because they just don't want to think about it or think of the answer. And so a lot of times it's helpful to say, so if you're asking them a question about something that is really important, like what time do I pick you up tomorrow or what time is this thing happening, and they shrug because they don't want to think about it right now or ask about it, and they think they're just going to give you the information later at the last minute, it's good to give them a boundary deadline and say, okay, well, go ahead and shrug and say, I don't know, but you have till this time. So you have 15 minutes to find out and get back to me. And if it's just a how are you doing today question, those are even harder. A lot of things that are helpful are asking open-ended questions. So what was your high and what was your low of the day? What was the best thing that happened to you today? And then what was the worst thing or the suckiest thing or whatever language it is that your teenager responds to? What happened today that just bummed you out? And sometimes they'll say, nothing bummed me out. And you can say, oh, well, that sounds like a really good day then. And sometimes once they get used to you asking those types of questions, they get a little bit more interested in, oh, she really wants to know. She's not just fishing for information. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So not just a, how was your day? Because then it's more like a fine.
Right. Oh, yeah. They think that you want to hear just good. They don't think that you really want to hear the details. And they also they're learning how to keep things close to themselves and not give too much information. And so really, when you're asking those questions and you're being authentically interested, you're teaching them how much to disclose, and that disclosing not enough is also just as disrespectful as disclosing too much.
Okay. Good.
Wonderful.
I have 5 kids.
You must be the guys from Somalia.
Sudan.
The job she never wanted.
It's her story anyway.
In America, we are nothing.
Actually, really good information.
The oh, good.
She never expected.
I think they're going to make it. We don't help.
Critics are calling The Good Lie uplifting and inspiring, full of hope and humor.
The show is in a commercial, so I had to turn off the microphone. But I'm really sorry. The commercial popped in there. I don't have control over that. But did you get your question answered? It's really hard for... I'm still new at this whole microphone thing. I'm not even sure if you can hear me right now.
Yes, but he doesn't have...
Hello?
What?
I can barely hear you, but I hear you.
Okay. Then if... Andrew's gotten your info. I'm just going to go ahead and hand the phone over to him. I'm really sorry.
Register with a selective service system.
Okay,
you
thank
can't
you.
Get a license in most states. Register today at SSS.gov on your computer or smartphone. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
They're having obviously.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta spring water drop, we find him with new recruits.
You need to get a phone call.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta spring water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drops. You've got what it takes.
So give the phone number.
Make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
I don't know. Spring water. I have the wrong number. I want to be the best.
And all American, too.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. All right, guys, it turns out the station manager came in here and said, you know, you were just talking over all those commercials. I am so embarrassed. I think I'm blushing over here. And my first reaction is to just go hide and not do the show because I'm so embarrassed. But I'm not going to do that because I am a professional. That's just not an option. So just... give me a little grace, guys. It's probably going to happen a couple more times over the course of the next month or two. I'm still getting used to the whole live call-in format. I just barely got used to the pre-recorded format for the other part of the show that we do on Tuesday through Friday. So we have a caller here, and I'm going to answer that phone, and we will talk to her now. Or him, who knows? It's a surprise. Hi, this is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are live.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you made it on the air. Yay, thanks for calling.
Ooh, thank you.
So how can I help you today? What's going on?
Am I supposed to ask a question?
You are.
Any question?
Sure. Not a trivia question, though, because I'm not good at those. Psychology-related. Hey,
what kind of question? Do you think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series this year?
I'm not really sure. So this is a live call-in show for advice-giving type stuff. I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern.
Okay.
So I'm sure you heard about us somewhere, probably on one of our advertisements.
I actually did. I called and was told that I won a $25 gift card.
Yes. So do you have anything in your life that's happening, relationships, kids, friends, families that you wanted a little help with today?
I actually do, to be honest. I am a college student at Chico State, and I don't have much money, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother back home is asking me to help her pay her light bill, which is $250, and I really don't know what to do.
Ooh, and where's back home?
San Diego.
Okay. And so you're up here going to school and your mom is struggling financially and you're feeling a little bit conflicted because you don't have much for your own self up here.
Right.
Right. Well, you are doing a good job being here and being in school because a lot of kids whose families are struggling make different choices. And so I want to really encourage you to stay in school and keep going because that's the way that you won't have struggles with your light bills later on and you'll be able to help her even more when she's struggling. And you know, there is only so much that you can do from far away. But one thing you can do is maybe encourage her and help her find different agencies down in San Diego that might help. There's a lot of places that will help people depending on the niche. So depending on her age or any sort of demographic that she might fit into, there's our community here and the community that I'm from up in Reading, there are a ton of nonprofit agencies who help people get a hand up, including the Salvation Army. So if her light bill is gone on for a month or two and she's behind, or there's also a place, I know up here in Northern California and in the Bay Area, so I would assume San Diego also houses it, is a place called St. Vincent de Paul. And you might want to Google that, St. Vincent D.E. Paul, P-A-U-L. And they will meet with people and help them figure out what happened. And then they will, if they meet their criteria, they'll help get them caught up on their bill, too. But connecting her with a few resources and telling her that you wish her the very best is really all you can do as a college student. You're over here and as her child. Does that make you feel a little bit better right there?
It does, actually. It helps me out a lot.
Okay. So go online or contact the San Diego area, Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, and maybe even the place that she gets her electricity from. A lot of them will have connections to other resources and agencies for her to call to.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and good luck. And hey, great job being in school, because I know it's not easy. I did it too, and it's really hard, especially when you have stuff happening at home. So just keep going. Keep plugging away.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we are going to one more commercial break, and I'm so excited we have so many callers. I want you to please, please, please call me. And the number is 894-7325. We have one more segment, and it's our Monday show, Chico Now, Helping People.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back to Chico Now and Helping People with Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. And if you ever wanted to sit down as one-on-one and have a conversation and a little bit of therapy, you can call me at 921-5122. However, right now we're on the last segment of our call-in radio show, which is not considered therapy. This is just considered advice giving. And you can call me here if you want to be on the show at 894-7325. We have a person just about to come on. Yikes, that person wasn't there after all. Here's another person. Okay, I don't know how to answer that. It just keeps giving us a dial tone. But in the meantime, we can talk a little bit about boundaries. So I was talking to you a little bit at the beginning about boundaries and how kids need that, and how not only do they need it and resist it, but they need it and they want it. They just don't want to tell you because they don't want you to give them more than what you're already giving them or more than they really want. They want to have a little control over that. So they're not going to open up and say, I want this, but they do want that. And being okay with being the parent that says no and making sure that both parents have an equal responsibility over providing those boundaries and providing the consequences for breaking the boundaries, and not only isolating one parent as the parent who gives the rewards and one parent as the parent who gives the consequences, because that creates conflict and tension in the marriage. And when there's conflict and tension in the marriage, no one wants to be the bad guy, right? And no one wants to be the pushover. The kids feel that, and then they get a confused idea of what type of boundaries to have for themselves, for other people, because it is isolated. Either I'm good or I'm bad. Either I'm the good one or the bad one. And we want our teenagers to know that you can both like people and have healthy boundaries for yourself. So it looks like we have a couple callers now. So let's go ahead and take that, and hopefully there's no dial tone. Oh my gosh, that was not a dial tone. That was beeping. Well, I don't know what's happening with this board. It was working so great earlier. If you call on a call, you can call 894-7325, and hopefully we will be able to actually communicate with you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. I've been struggling to get through to you today, I have some questions about what you were talking about last week about the parenting from guilt and remorse. I have a teen who's struggling and getting into trouble not wanting to come under authority and follow boundaries. And he moved out when he was 16.
Ooh.
And so he's 17 and a half now. And I'm just really struggling with what to do with how to continue to cultivate a relationship with him and love him and kind of reach him where he is when he's not living in my home. Like, I just, you know, I just need help with that.
Okay. So can I ask you what type of relationship you guys have now? Is there anything that you guys have that you do together to build your relationship currently in existence?
Well, you know, he definitely comes around and we'll have dinner. You know, that's one of the things that I really told him, you know, just because you're not living at home and we struggle to get along in the home, I definitely still want to meet with you and have dinner together and talk about stuff. But, you know, I feel like he's drinking a lot and doing all kinds of things he's not supposed to be doing.
Right.
And so I really struggle to get him to commit to times. Like, I really wanted to set a certain day where Sunday's family dinner night or Tuesday's family dinner night, and I can't seem to get them committed to that.
When you guys have family dinner night, what does the conversation revolve around? Does it revolve around we need to fix you, or does it revolve around let's just build this relationship?
It's usually let's just build the relationship. Okay. I mean, like, they tell me stories, you know, that make me cringe, but I kind of keep on a good face.
Yeah.
I try and be brave, you know, like, oh, wow, you know, be careful, you know, that kind of stuff. I really feel like, you know, they're starting to learn to be a little more trusting of me, you know, considering our history together.
So what about fun? What kind of things do you guys do together for fun? Just you and your 17 and a half year old. Do you guys have things that the two of you do together for fun?
We will go camping. He'll come skiing with me. We definitely, I mean, he went with me. I had a doctor's appointment last a week or two ago, and I asked him to please go with me because I didn't want to go by myself. And he was like, yeah, sure. And so afterwards, we went shopping together. We spent the entire day together, hanging out, listening to music and stuff like that. So I definitely think there's still a relationship there to work from. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, how do you teach a grown child to take responsibility, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the part. He's just about a grown child. So the more you lecture him, the more you're going to push him away. So really building that relationship and having a good time and letting him know that you are there for his to support him and you are there to answer any questions he might have in life. And just open it up for him to ask you for the advice and for him to ask you for questions, because the more you push your ideas and opinions on him, the more he'll go.
Radio station.
We are your station for encouraging teaching and talk.
You're listening to Life Radio, KKXN, KFM.
Like, personal injury to you or a family member can be frightening and stressful. Medical bills, lost income, it's financially overwhelming. The Law Office of Lawrence Puritz is here to help. Larry has provided legal advice and representation for over 20 years. And Larry is uniquely qualified, having worked many years representing the side of insurance companies. He knows how they operate. And now he represents you. Take a stand with the Law Office of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
CrossFit is elite training that everyone can experience.
Fitness programs come and go.
Greg Glassman, developer of CrossFit, has changed the world, transforming fitness into a measurable and meaningful sport.
It's like nothing you've ever done before.
All InMo CrossFit classes and private coaching sessions are exclusively programmed by our 9 well-trained and diversified CrossFit trainers.
Once you experience it, you will be hooked.
You'll want to push yourself further and harder than you ever have before.
Discover an inner strength that you never knew existed.
InMo CrossFit is designed for individual scalability, making it the perfect application for committed individuals.
Regardless of their previous experience or current fitness level.
InMo's CrossFit workouts are designed and built to incorporate constantly varying and focused exercise movements.
Performed at high intensity levels.
The best part?
You create the intensity level for yourself.
InMo's CrossFit programs are extremely fun and safe.
And best of all, it works.
Take your fitness to a whole new level. InMotion Fitness.
Come get some.
Sometimes insurance can be a confusing business. I can't stress enough the importance of having a single professional insurance agent to help make sense of all your personal and business insurance policies. You don't want to get caught without the right coverage. For all your insurance needs, trust Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Call 891-7900 for a free consultation and a policy review. 891-7900 for Brad Jacobson, your local Farmers Insurance agent.